Internship is a process. Graduate placement is the solution. Hi, I'm Thompson Kumakubela from the South African Council for Graduates, SAGRA. We're delighted to offer you, with Rinus Leroux, the Workplace Career Readiness Program.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Today we look at another important topic, how to keep your job and convert your internship into gainful employment. This has baffled so many graduates that have been on internships, and at the South African Council for Graduates, we've decided to put it into a topic and convert it into a training module. There are a couple of things that you'd need to be able to look at. The South African Council for Graduates has decided to turn this very important topic, how to keep your job and to convert your internship into employment. And I'm talking about gainful employment. To be gainfully employed means that we are employable and competent. Therefore, these are the following important aspects that would like you as a graduate that is placed by the South African Council for Graduates to display in the workplace. Number one, display level of self-knowledge. How well do you know yourself? Most graduates that are at the South African Council for Graduates have been given an opportunity to partake in a PXT assessment. This PXT assessment assesses three different aspects: the thinking style, the behavioral traits, as well as the occupational or career interests. We would like you to be able to display to the employer that you know your weaknesses and your strengths. Don't just practice these when you go for an interview and then forget about them. Knowing yourself is not just an aspect of saying, yes, I've passed an interview. It's an aspect of sharpening your skills, sharpening your behavior, and ensuring that you really know what it is that you like and how well you do that which you think you're best at. The second thing that we'd like you to display in the workplace is confidence and high level of self-esteem. Confidence will open doors for you. But guard confidence so that it doesn't become or regarded as being arrogant. Be confident in that you are able to share, you are able to answer questions when you are being asked, and therefore you are able to become proactive with knowledge. The third quality that would like you to resemble in the workplace is to be able to write well. Most of our graduates, they speak quite well. But when they're asked to write, they tend to use the mobile phone language. That will set you apart, and that will not augur well with your employer. Do write well in the business English, if it is English that you're using in the place of work. If you're using isiZulu, communicate very well in isiZulu. Afrikaans, isiPedi, isiXhosa, even Tshivenda. Whichever language that you are required to write your reports, to present proposals, do it very well. It is very important to show that you know what you're talking about. By being asked to write and put it in writing, that means the company is very serious about that which you are proposing. The third quality that we would like you to display is potential for problem solving. We do know that we are a graduate. You barely have work experience, but would like to see that potential. Do you have what it takes to take the risk with problems? Can the company take the risk to say, Ntabiseng, Sipo, or Thomas, try this out for us. Let's see what we get. Do not let them down. Actually, here's an opportunity for you to make them proud, to say whatever we give to this young person, she or he is able to bring something out of it. So you are there to become a problem solver. And that is very important. There are a number of some of these important skills that would like you to display and to ponder upon, because they're going to set you apart and make sure that the employer understands you and they would like to invite you for more. Numerical ability. demonstrate the power to use numbers, to write reports, to also be able to say you understand mathematics, you understand accounting and finance. Many of you as graduates, be it in the sciences, you've definitely done maths, both sciences and engineering. In the business and accounting, you've definitely done economics. So spend more time in those. It will help you. It will go a long way to bring an endearment to your supervisor. And also there is an aspect called numerical reasoning. When you prepare a report, do remember that you've got to put that executive summary. No executive wants to spend time reading pages and pages of work. They want to have condensed information put together for them with key statistics that they would then be able to paint a bigger picture within 2 to 3 minutes. Then be able to give them a narrative report. Once you've done your narrative report, be able to then give a statistical report. All these must have that silver lining that says you know what you're talking about from the beginning till the end. And do not forget to add your findings, your recommendations, and your conclusions. Each and every time as you do your work, remember the behavioral traits are important. So to keep your job is one thing, but to keep getting promotion and to convert your internship into gainful employment, the South African Council for Graduates requires you, number one, to be manageable. Be a person that a host employer, no matter what time they call you, of course within reasonable limits and hours, you are able to be responsive, you are able to return the call, you are able to even return an email, and you don't just submit a report via email and leave it at that. You would follow up via text message or even a call to say, sir, I thought this was important, that is why I have come to make a follow-up with you to check if have you received anything you wanted from me. The next thing to be able to convert your internship is to do more than what you are required to do. Be able to give the employer 6 if you are required to deliver 4. That will help you to convert your internship. I've seen an occasion, there's a young man that was placed in the Department of Public Works. He has had a soft spot with the supervisor. Each time he was able to come 15 minutes before the time, and each time in the afternoon he would leave 15 minutes after the knock of time. I remember getting a call to say, Mr. Maqubela, I would like to keep this young graduate, but we don't have budget. I tell you what, when you give the employer more than what it is required, the young man within 3 months was absorbed in the Department of Public Works simply because the employer could not take the risk of losing that person. So that may be the case with you. The employer may go out of their way to make a proposition, to make a recommendation, to keep a graduate that they know has made themselves indispensable in the place of work. And to the delight, not only of the employer, but of the SAGRA, we would like to applaud all of those graduates who are making us proud, who are getting promotions. And I believe this is something that can be done by all graduates, not just some of you. Thank you.
Wow, that was a spot-on recommendation of what is needed to keep your job. I know that you know this. The world has gone into a little bit of a mess. Our unemployment figures are extremely high in this country. That makes room for your ability to shine. This is the opportunity to show that even within all of this, I am the type of person that would give more than what's asked of me. Companies are under pressure. They sell cars or the banks or whoever. They have to make budget, otherwise they're going to retrench. So how do you keep that job wherever you are? You do more. You make sure that you become the person that is the last one they want to leave. Like the example that was given in Public Works. If somebody really values you and your contribution, they would step out of their way to make sure you keep that job. And you know what? That is your responsibility. You're the one that can bring those kind of behaviors about by making sure you do more to keep your job.